Felix Jorge with a big strikeout of David Gonzalez to end the second inning. He and Turnbull tonight have combined for 7 Ks. Jorge with 3, Turnbull with 4. Turnbull back to the hill here in the top of the third inning. No score from West Michigan, the opener of this Midwest League Championship Series. Brian Navarreta leads it off. Deemer and Valera to follow. Colonels 4-0 in the playoffs. They've scored the first run in all 4 games. Navarreta takes a strike inside edge. So they've had the early lead in every game. The 0-1 from Turnbull. That's down in the dirt. The ball and a strike. Colonels had the lead on Sunday against Peoria. Lost it. Those 4 unearned runs. But then kept chipping away and finally retook the lead in the 7th. Strike called inside edge. 1-2 on Navarreta. Scoreless game, top of the third. Turnbull pitches, swung on and fouled away to the right. Sat on the breaking ball and was able to make some good contact and fight it off. 1-2 on Navarreta. Turnbull kicks and fires. This one's popped up, could stay in play, foul ground. Kenger over near the stands, overruns it, drops the ball. He had it in his mitt, dropped it, and the Colonels catch a break. We'll see if an error is given to Kenger. It's not an easy play by any means, but he was underneath it. He had to run a while. And it's a 1-2 count on Navarreta. Swung on, fouled away. That got a piece of the bare hand of the catcher, Savick. You could hear it up here. Shakes it off. And already back underneath for the next pitch. Turnbull's 1-2 to Navarreta. Swung on and dribbled foul. Navarreta doing a good job here, fighting off some tough ones from Turnbull. Have not posted an error yet for Kenger. They may not. Here's the 1-2. Swung on, grounded towards the middle, and a base hit for Navarreta. Real good at bat by the Colonel catcher. And Navarreta right through the box. He claps his hands when he steps on first and see if the Colonels can bring him around. Navarreta fighting off pitch after pitch, finally got the fastball and poked it right through the middle. It's the second hit for Cedar Rapids. Here's Deemer. Left fielder Austin Deemer. Right-handed batter. Deemer, after a slow start in the postseason, has picked it up. Had a real good day on Sunday. Takes a strike on the inside edge. Turnbull started 22 times for West Michigan during the regular season. And then earned a win in game 1 against Fort Wayne in their quarterfinal matchup. Allowed 2 runs on 7 hits and 6 innings of work. Struck out 7, walked 1 as the Whitecaps beat the Tin Caps 5-2. Went on to sweep that series over Fort Wayne, the 1-1. Up and in, 2-1. Turnbull making his second start against the Colonels this year. He earned a win against Cedar Rapids here in this ballpark on June 7th. Really good numbers, 6 innings, 2 unearned runs on 1 hit. Struck out 6 and walked 3. A lot of people like him. Number 5 prospect in the Tigers system by MajorLeagueBaseball.com. He was a second-round pick out of the University of Alabama last year. 2-1, swung on, fouled away by Deamer, and that evens the count. Navarretto on it first, no score, top of the third. Looks in and now is set. Navarretto leads, and the pitch chopped off the mask of the home plate umpire, Brock Bailu, and he'll motion that he is okay. Deflected near the West Michigan dugout, first base side. Two and two on the ninth place hitter, Austin Deamer. Turnbull's pitch swung on, rolled foul up along third. Last year, Turnbull split time between Connecticut and the New York Penn League and the Gulf Coast League Tigers. Combining to make 12 starts. Two-two pitch, swung on, lifted in the air, right side. Gerber coming in, he's underneath and makes the play, one away. And out of the top, Rafael Valera. Turnbull, while at the University of Alabama, had a career ERA of 3.54. The school's highest selected player in 8 years when he was picked in the second round. Valera struck out swinging to lead off the ball game. Turnbull's pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball there, and Valera's down in the count 0-1. Navarretto leads away. Turnbull down to the belt, fires home, and that one's taken low and away, a ball and one strike. Turnbull's fastball can reach at times 100 miles an hour. However, tonight it's showcased a really good breaking ball. There was the fastball inside spinning Valera away, but that breaking ball has kept the Colonels off balance all night. Got Murphy on the breaking ball swinging. White, the pitch inside, and that's ball three, 3-1 on Navarretto. Gordon awaits on deck. He singled in the first. No score, top of the third inning in game one. Navarretto leading away. Turnbull ready. The pitch home. Swung on, fouled away. It's 3-2. And with a full count, one away, we'll see if Navarretto is on the move. Turnbull delivers. Navarretto does not go, and Valera strikes out. A fastball swing and a miss. That is the fifth strikeout for Turnbull. Two away for Nick Gordon. Turnbull struck out 12 earlier this year, and not too long ago. It was his final regular season start at Great Lakes. He struck out 12 in 6 2/3 innings as the Whitecaps blew out the Loons 10-0. Gordon takes down and away, a fastball 1-0. Gordon bounced one through the left side in the first. Throw over gets Navarrete to dive back in. Navarrete singled through the middle to begin this inning, but then a fly out to right and a strikeout. 1-0 on Gordon. The pitch just outside. Turnbull wanted it. It's now 2-0 on Gordon. How about the diving stop by Gordon on Sunday? Starting the game-ending double play for the clinch of the Western Division. The 2-0, swing and a miss. It's a sharply hit ball towards the middle, knocked down by Gordon. He went to Valera at second for the first out of the double play, second out of the inning. Valera threw on to first, completed the double play, and completed the series sweep of Peoria. Navarrete started, stopped. This one's lashed foul by Gordon into the stands. Caught by the mascot. They have two mascots here in West Michigan. I believe one girl and one boy. Actually, they may have three. There's another one that popped up around the corner. High chopper up the first baseline. Gerber gloves. Underhand toss to Turnbull at the bag. Retires Gordon. So the Colonels get a leadoff single, no runs. Navarrete does not leave first. And he's left. The Colonels have left two through three. Middle of the third inning. No score from West Michigan on KMRY.